Vice President Mike Pence is coming to the Valley later today to speak at the Phoenician Resort, and KJZZ's Casey Kuhn will be there, and she joins the show now to give us a preview of what he's here to talk about. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
So why is Pence here today?
Right. So he'll be at the Phoenician, like you said, speaking to the National Association of Manufacturers 2019 Spring Board of Directors meeting. It will actually also be live streamed at the association's Facebook page if listeners are interested in tuning in. And we're told he'll speak for about a half hour, starting around 11:45 this morning. His speech actually coincides with a survey that the Manufacturers Association has also released today.
What does the survey say?
So the survey was sent to more than 400 manufacturing companies across the country. It highlights a poll that the association says shows 90% of those companies surveyed are either somewhat or very positive about their company's outlook for this first quarter of 2019. So right here in Phoenix, 32 manufacturing companies announced that they'd have opportunities for jobs last year. But of course, the association also pulled out some of the worries that they're facing ahead of Pence's visit too.
Okay. And what were those main worries?
So yes, it's stuff that we've heard a lot from people in the manufacturing and the building world. And one major concern that the survey highlights is that manufacturers see a big problem still in attracting and retaining a quality workforce. It says that there's still a workforce shortage, in fact, and that's forced about a quarter of those manufacturers surveyed to turn down business opportunities. I'm assuming that's because they just can't grow enough and quickly enough to take on new clients and new business. And that means that there's a shortage of laborers, not only in our state, but across the nation.
Yeah. And one thing that President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence have both kind of rallied on early in the campaign and during the presidency is fixing infrastructure problems. Was that a concern too?
Yes, definitely. So for the manufacturers, infrastructure is a huge issue and a big part of their business. In fact, I actually remember Trump coming to my hometown of Cincinnati not that long after he was elected to address those problems that we face with the bridges there on the Ohio River. And of course, there are many manufacturers using those bridges and on the river. So this survey does show this is a top concern. And here in Arizona, the American Society of Civil Engineers has given our state a C grade in infrastructure in the past, for example. So even though, of course, we don't actually have that many bridges, it's not just a Midwest or a Northeast issue, mm-hmm. too. And in fact, the manufacturer survey does show that more than 77% of manufacturers surveyed said that the state of infrastructure is just not up to standards and, in fact, actually threatens the manufacturers' companies becoming more competitive in the market. So the association has already tried to lobby Congress for more infrastructure upkeep, and that would include those bridges, highways, and things like that.
Okay, that's all ahead of Vice President Mike Pence coming into town this afternoon. Thanks, Casey.
You're welcome.